こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース形式って言いそうになっちゃった、
うん。
1個目、アフガニスタンで月曜日、爆発物が仕込まれたベストを着て自爆しようとした10歳の少女の身柄が拘束されました。少女は兄にベストを着せられ、警察の検問所で起爆させるように強要されたと説明しています。少女の兄はタリバンの司令官だということですが、タリバンは関与を否定しています。少女の兄はベストを持ったまま逃走中です。
In Afghanistan, a 10-year-old girl was detained after a suicide bombing attempt. The girl claims that her brother, a member of the Taliban, had tried to convince her to detonate a bomb vest at a police station. The girl eventually decided not to, and the brother ran off with the vest.
そう、アフガニスタンでは2012年に民間人7559人が死傷していて、死亡者のうち5人に4人が反政府勢力が原因で死亡。で、2012年には328人が自爆テロで命を絶っているって言ってた。That's a lot of people. 328人。1年間でだよ。
Yeah.
Just by suicide bombing. That's crazy.
It's nowhere near the civilian casualties that are happening as a result of American military intervention in the region, though.
Right. Right, of course. But still, I mean...
Yeah.
自爆テロ is... I mean, crazy. I mean, 10歳って... しかも自分のお兄ちゃんだからね。And the comment that Taliban の広報の人... announced was kind of weird too. He said, なんか、女の子にはそういうことさせないみたいな。I mean, they do it to little boys.
Yeah.
なんか
yeah, it's so strange. I don't understand what these people are thinking. You know, but they're in such a different universe.
Yeah.
And they're surrounded by people who are not looking out for their best interests.
Bombing for peace is like fucking for virginity. I really like this because to me it feels like that. I'm sure to them it's totally different.
How do you think it feels though if your country is being invaded by another country? Americans don't understand what that's like because it hasn't happened to them.
そうね。
But if your country and your people, I mean, these cities in this region have just been absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
And so many people that have nothing to do with the conflict have become victims of this.
このアメリカの軍事的な、なんかこう世界に干渉していく態度みたいな。のだけは I honestly really hate it. I really hate it. It's like, お前誰だよって感じじゃん。Right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we'll give you democracy. Oh, we know the best. Oh, we'll help you by killing your people, みたいな。I just don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's largely a response to...
9/11.
Yeah, various terrorist attacks in the past.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be an excuse to invade other countries.
Well, yeah,
and kill their civilians.
And it's not just Afghanistan, it's Iraq. Did you know that Fallujah has been reclaimed by the oppositional forces there? I think it's the Sunni.
Oh.
But they've retaken Fallujah in Iraq. I mean, the U.S. has been fighting for Fallujah for how long now? And then now it's like back where it was.
意味ないじゃん。
And Fallujah is a mess. Like, something like 70% of the buildings in Fallujah have been destroyed. The population is at a tiny fraction of what it once was.
Mm.
And it's just filled with these, you know, what America considers the enemy. Mm. They've pretty much been ousted from that city entirely.
なんかアメリカの人たちはもう慣れちゃってるのかもしれないけど、
Americans don't know what's going on. If you talk to the typical American about what conflicts the U.S. is involved in, if you ask them about Africa or you ask them about Syria or you ask them about, they don't even, no one's keeping track of what wars the U.S. is even involved in. No one even knows.
それ慣れちゃってるから気にもならないわけじゃん、もう。Oh, yeah, we're out there doing stuff, you know, in Middle East とか。でも自分だったら自分の国がそういうことしてたら嫌じゃない？なんかすごい素朴な疑問だけどさ。
Can you imagine that there were the Japanese military was out destroying some population somewhere, you know, for their natural resources?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel a responsibility to be educated on that point?
Yeah, of course. だからそれが不思議なの。なんか、みんな気にならないのかなって思って。
But there's too much going on, and there's nobody knows the reasons for any of it either.
Yeah.
You know, why did the U.S. go into any of these places? Why were they in Iraq?
そのミリタリーシチュエーションもすごい特殊だもんね。もう大学に行くためにミリタリーに入って、その彼氏が例えば軍に入ってたり、
yeah, I have friends who joined the military only for education.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そういう人たくさんいるじゃん。全然珍しくないじゃん。で、そういう人たちがじゃあイラクとか中東とかに行ってきますって言ってみんな泣きながら気をつけてねみたいな。で帰ってきてあよかったよかったみたいなのが美談みたいな感じで、なんていう感動物語みたいな。でほらよく YouTube とかでもその帰りを待ってた犬がすごい嬉しそうに何走っていってあーすごい涙が出るみたいなよくあるじゃない、yeah. それはそれで、まあ、その本人たちはもちろんそういう感情なのは当たり前なんだけど、でもどうしてこういうことになってるかっていうその大元をよく考えるとなんだこれって感じだよね。What are they doing? It's not, this whole thing is not necessary. You know, your dog doesn't have to, you know, miss you, or your wife, pregnant wife doesn't have to be worried about you every day.
One of the major complaints in the U.S. right now is that college education is enormously expensive.
Yeah.
It is so much more expensive than it is here. It is out. It's absolutely unaffordable for anyone that would be going to college.
Yeah.
Who's going to college? Young adults, right? And they don't have a college education yet, so they don't have a high-paying job yet, right?
Right.
So everyone takes out these massive student loans, right? Well, the only way... I mean, everyone's told you're supposed to get a college education. And these days, they're a dime a dozen.
Mm.
So if your family doesn't have a lot of money and you don't have a scholarship, what are you going to do? Well, a lot of these people are like, well, I'll join the military. So people think that this system is kind of really... It's rigged against the younger generation.
Particularly poor people. Yeah, 本当に珍しいことじゃないもんね。その学費が払えないから、払えないけど教養を得たいから、とりあえず軍に入っとくっていう。で、終わってから、あの、その軍の援助を受けて大学に行くとか、っていうのが本当に。
I mean, all the people my age in the States, not all, but a lot of people my age in the States,they're still paying off their student loans, and they will be for a long time.
すっごいかかるんだよね、あれ。
And then it's like, oh, well, I need a car now, so I gotta take out a loan for that, and you know.
子供生まれたりとかね、それで。
Yeah, and then you're just operating in this pit of risk and debt.
Yeah. I don't know. なんか本当。
And that's assuming you even survived the conflict in the first place.
Yeah. I don't know. だからその一方でこういうアメリカみたいに学費が払えないから軍に入ってる人がいて、でそういう人が中東とかアジアとかのそういうコンフリクトの地域に送られてて、でそっち側ではそれはそれでまた10歳の女の子がスーサイドバーミングさせられそうになってて、
うん、
It's And then these suicide bombers would kill these American kids who just joined the military to go to college.
And the whole thing is, there's so much propaganda in the U.S. If you're watching television, just, you know, turn on Fox News or whatever. But the people there are just straight up being brainwashed into thinking that all this resistance to the U.S. presence in the Middle East is because they have terrible ideas and values, and they're just terrible human beings, and they're all just terrorists and towel heads and camel jockeys and all these, you know, whatever terms they're using to describe these people, and they just want to kill. They hate. They always say, like, they hate our freedom. They hate that we're free. Like, who hates freedom? What are you talking about?
もうだからジャイアン的だよね。そこは本当に。And
then they like ban scarves.
Yeah.
They ban like the Middle Eastern scarf at some schools.
Mm.
And it's like, wait a second, isn't banning the scarf the opposite of freedom?
Yeah.
How about if I want to wear a fucking scarf?
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm going to wear a scarf. Like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
まあでもそういうの多いんだよね、アメリカはこう、誰も頼んでないんだけどみたいなことを人の国に行ってやるっていう。 That's, I don't know. なんかその中にいたらやっぱりそのアメリカ人でアメリカのテレビ見てて で育ってると分かんなくなっちゃうかもしれないけど 宅急便来た
やだ
マイケルの妹への誕生日が届きました That's so sweet
すいません、何の話してたか分かんなくなっちゃった Middle East
Yeah, Middle East
Terrorists
この間あの国連がさ Was it Syria? あの death toll もアップデートするのやめますって
なんで?
I guess it's because there are too many anyways. I don't know.
Do you know about these incidents in Fallujah where U.S. soldiers fired on and killed peaceful protesters?
No.
And they killed like 17 people the first time, and then they did it again.
Whoa.
Like, there's been a few incidences like this. And all the witness accounts, all the evidence says that the U.S. soldiers fired first. The protesters weren't really doing anything. Like, there's... I mean, I understand that if you're in Fallujah, you're going to be on edge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's some itchy trigger fingers out there, but...
Well, なんかあの、ドキュメンタリー、イラクに派遣されてる米兵のドキュメンタリーみたいなのを見た時があって、あの、ヘルメットの中に、 こうスピーカーがついてて音楽とか聴けるんだよね、あれって。 So they're like you're like an 18-year-old kid who doesn't know you don't know anything about the world. You want to go to college, you join the military and you go to Iraq and then もうめっちゃなんかロックみたいなメタルみたいなガンガンヘルメットでかかってて、で銃持ってバンバン撃ってるみたいな。 And this guy, he was a white guy, and he was like, yeah, like, なんか超アドレナリン出るみたいな。なんかゲームみたいな感じなの。だから音楽聴いてるし。
Well, you know, all these guys love Xbox, and they're all playing the war games all the time.
本当FPSみたいな感じで。
Yeah.
I mean, they are risking their own lives, yes, but なんていうの、なんか異様な感じだった。 なんか分かってんのかな、本当にみたいな。若いし。
You mean what they're doing?
Yeah, 分かってないよね。
Of course not.
なんか大丈夫かって思って。
What do you have to do with this conflict? As an individual person, you just grow up in the States, you have a fairly good life. Why are you shooting these people you don't know?
関係ないもんね。
Can you really justify that in your own mind if you really think about it?
ね。
I mean, you just have to be buying all this stuff, all this propaganda nonsense. The people there are upset because they're being invaded, they're being killed, they're being killed by drones, they're being killed, you know, their family members have died. Mm-hmm. They're more upset about that than a Muhammad cartoon.
Yeah.
It's not the Muhammad cartoon. that's ridiculous.
悪循環なんだよね。そうやって殺された人の家族はもちろんすごい恨むわけじゃん。 で、ジャスティファイされちゃうじゃん。で、その送ってる側も、それはそれで怪我したり、友達が死んだり、待ってたのに彼氏が死んじゃったりとかしたら、それはそれでまた恨みが募って、 もう永久に終わらないっていうか、mm. It's really really stupid。 それで上の偉い人たちがどんどんお金持ちになるじゃん、
mm.
The government people。
Well yeah, because it's really it's just a mechanism for extracting more money from the people for the military expenditure, so you know we can buy more you know, each missile is like $20,000. How mm-hmm. many of those are they buying? And, the, you know, somebody's making those missiles.
Right.
You know, there was a case where they they were importing sand to Iraq for one of their bases.
Okay.
Sand. They were importing sand from the States. So they were Why? Like, as part of their budget, it's like, oh, we need money to buy sand.
Eh.
It's like, dude. You're in a desert. Like, what are you guys doing? That's why these operations end up costing so much money. There's estimates saying they've spent over $5 trillion on conflicts out there. $5 trillion. Has the government ever spent $5 trillion on anything?
Yeah.
You know, education, all these other things, they don't even come close. NASA is like a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction. It's literally like a thousandth. Or smaller.
I mean, NASA の前にそれ使ったらもう insurance の問題全部解決だよ。You know? It's just so stupid. 驚き。I don't know.
And there's people that say, oh, well, you know, you haven't been out there. You don't understand the situation and all that. No. You don't have to listen to me. There are so many veterans that say the same thing. There's so many people that have been in those conflicts, out of those conflicts, reflected on it, and just been like, this is a disaster.
I mean, this conflict and this situation, there's no such thing as this situation or conflict. その individual level で言ったら関係ないじゃん、みんな。We're all humans, and what are we doing? It's just...Are we stupid? Are we this stupid? It's, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Well, I'm not. There's definitely dangerous people out there. They're criminals. They're organizations that want to do bad things. But you know, there's an appropriate response, and then there's crap like this.
Yeah.
Which doesn't do anyone any good.
Well.
Sure, get rid of Saddam. That happened right at the beginning. But what's all this crap after that?
本当だよね。
What's all this? You know, if you really want to see the incompetence with these military operations, just look at the case that was presented for entering Iraq in the first place. Mm. The evidence was such garbage.
Yeah.
It was such a weak case. Yeah, that would never work in court. Anyone with a brain would just look at that and Colin Powell is just standing there like he you can see it in his face like yeah we got nothing and then they went into war anyway.
yeah. そのじゃあリソースがあって軍の力もちゃんとしててお金もある国がそういう独裁政治で困っている人々を助けるために介入してあげますっていうスタンスなわけじゃない。その割に they're just selective じゃん。 natural resource あるかないかとか。And what about North Korea? Or what about all the other places? They don't care, Jung.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, natural resource ないところ行かないのに、そういういい人ぶってるっていうか、そういう変な大義名分を振りかざしてるから、おかしいなって思うよね、それは外から見てると。
There are people that say, you know, Afghanistan is pretty much the capital of opium.
Mm.
And opium's what's used to synthesize heroin and a bunch of different... drugs, prescription medications in the United States. Well, opium production in Afghanistan absolutely skyrocketed ever since the U.S. took control there.
Right.
And even stranger, there's videos on YouTube of military troops protecting these opium fields.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the region wanted to destroy those, but the U.S. was like, no, we're going to keep these. And it's like, are we really using military resources to just go to other countries and what we're just gonna take their we're there for their opium or their the opiums in Afghanistan there I think there's lithium huge mm. lithium reserves in Afghanistan and of course Iraq has tons of oil
right
you know so I mean is that how much of a coincidence is that? That's part of the argument that people use for saying that 9/11 was fake.
Yeah,
hoax. Because it's like, well, we have so many motives to be over there.
Right. なんかあのあれあったもんね、その 9/11 と全く同じシナリオのトレーニングドキュメントみたいな。With
Oh, there,
the
there's
US
a lot of
CAA
there are a lot of weird things about 9/11 from the Building 7 demo to, I mean, Osama bin Laden has such a sketchy history because he was originally working with the CIA.
Yeah, yeah.
He was working with the Americans. Mm. He was an ally.
Yeah.
We helped that guy.
Yeah.
We set that guy up for all that. Why would he all of a sudden, you know, what is he trying to do? What, he just wanted to cause problems and get himself killed? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Nah.
And then, you know, once he was supposedly killed, his body, you know, it's just dumped in the ocean, and the U.S. is saying, oh, well, we wanted to respect their burial practices. You shot him.
I know.
You don't shoot people, and it's like, oh, now we're going to, you know, bury him the right way. Like, what's more offensive? Improper burial or murder?
陰謀説とか好きじゃないんだけど、あの、ビン・ラーデンの死に関してだけはもう意味不明なことが多すぎて、どうし、なんか、その遺体捨てるってどういう意味？誰も見てないじゃん。
Like, there was like one. That? There was like one shitty cell phone picture.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second. We just shot Osama bin Laden. Let's get, you know, let's get DNA. Let's not dump his body. Let's put it in a freezer somewhere. Let's make sure that this is the dude.
そうだよ。
Not like.
何にもしないでさ。
You know, there's like one Snapchat photo.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then they just
dump it into the ocean.
It made no sense. There's too many questions, and even among the team members that actually took out Osama bin Laden, there's so many conflicting versions
Stories.
Of the story.
Yeah, yeah,
there
yeah.
was one guy that said that the helicopter crashed and they had to enter from the ground level, then someone said they roped in from the roof. It's like, wait, how do you get that detail wrong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you even there? What's going on?
Yeah. 変だよね。
I don't know that any of this is false, but it just doesn't, it seems like there shouldn't be so many questions about it.
全部本当だったとしてさ、その場にいたらさ、 wait a minute, 今殺したけど、この瞬間に海に捨てたら後でみんなに疑われるよねって思うじゃん。本当だとしてもよ。 You know? So, I mean, they can't be that dumb. So, I don't know.Just weird. America
just
is a weird country.
There's too many questions. What's this Building 7 thing? That building just fell apart? Like,
yeah. まあ読んでると面白いけどね。
And then there's all this weird stuff where like Dick Cheney was basically running the country at the time. And he had actually sent... Normally they have a... I think if a plane is hijacked like that, they have...like F-18s ready to shoot that thing down before it can go into a building. They'll just scramble some jets for it. But they had, Dick Cheney had had these jets performing some unusual exercise so that they wouldn't be in the area. So they weren't able to scramble and shoot the, I don't know. I don't even know. When you're reading stuff on the internet, sometimes you don't know what's true and what's not.
そうね、
but,
そうね。
But there's definitely a lot of questions about the whole,
yeah.
the whole situation.
その陰謀説とか別に読まなくても、ね、何これって思うことはいっぱいあるもんね。And then they come up with these like heroic stories of the victims and they make movies about them. なんかすごい早いじゃん。Like it happens and then there's Hollywood movies.
They're
you
good
know?
Movies too.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking.
What was that movie about Osama bin Laden being taken out? Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
movie was so good, I almost believed the whole story.
Yeah, あれは本当に面白かった。次。ワシントン大学とカネチカット大学の共同研究で赤ちゃんに赤ちゃん言葉で話しかけることが 赤ちゃんの言語の発達を助けることが分かりました。 高いピッチの声でゆっくり言葉を発するいわゆる赤ちゃん言葉で話しかけた場合、赤ちゃんが真似をして声を出す割合が多くなり、その結果2歳になるまでの間に3倍も多く言葉を覚えることができるとのことです。研究では何千もの赤ちゃんと親の会話記録の分析に加え、26人の1歳児とその親を1年間モニターしました。
According to a study by the University of Washington and the University of Connecticut, baby talk helps infants learn language faster. Researchers had the babies wear vests with recording devices over the period of about a year, from the age of one. According to the study, baby talk helps to encourage infants to try and imitate what is being said. This imitation is crucial to the learning process, and the study found that infants learned vocabulary 3 times faster as a result.
そう、赤ちゃん言葉ってね、よくバカにされるけど、実は本当に意味があったっていう。
Makes sense.
いや、なんかみんながこういうバックグラウンドを知らずに自動的にやっちゃうじゃん。赤ちゃん見たり、ちっちゃい動物見たりすると。いや、それ本能的に埋め込まれてることなんだよね。
Well, I think people, understand the learning process and the difficulty of learning, and so naturally they kind of adjust. That's why. That's why when you're speaking to someone that doesn't necessarily speak your language that well,
is it the same thing though?
I think it is the same thing.
I don't think. Well, because
why do I speak English slower if I'm speaking to someone who isn't
a
native speaker?
The thing is like.
The baby is not a native speaker either. It's
yeah, but like, この人日本語わかんないからゆっくり喋ってあげようって思って意識的にやるのと、赤ちゃん見た時に Hey! みたいになるのって、 I'm not thinking. I'm not like, oh, it's a baby, so I need to speak slower and 声も高くしなきゃとか思ってないじゃん。なんか勝手になっちゃう。なんか赤ちゃんにこれいる？このミルクいる？とか言わないじゃん。You know?とか可愛いねとかさ言わないじゃん。
I do.
それマイケルだから。
ミルクいる？
いや、なんか可愛いねとか言うときさ、赤ちゃんに、あ、まあマイケルは言うか、可愛いねみたいな。テンション低いから。でもいや、女の子とか特に自動的にさ、なんかあーみたいな声も高くなっちゃうし、でもそれは考えてやってるわけじゃないじゃん。
Maybe it's
遺伝子レベルで組み込まれてるんだよ。
Maybe it's more of like a maternal instinct.
Maybe. I do it to my cat too.
Maybe you're maternal.
Well, I mean, I am a girl. If you haven't noticed. でも猫にもやっちゃうけど、猫は多分意味ないよね。
Do kids do that? I feel like kids don't do that. When like a 5 or 6 year old kid is talking to a baby, they just talk like they always talk, right?They don't really do the baby talk thing,
right? そうだね。だから母性本能みたいなのがまだないんじゃない？
Doesn't that imply that it's more of like a maternal thing? Like it's a parent thing?
It's, yeah,
you kind
it's
of behave.
Yeah, yeah. 絶対そうだよ。
I saw this other study recently that this is kind of related, I guess, that dogs evolved to have puppy eyes so that...
Yeah, did you read into it though?
Yeah.
なんか is it legit? なんか I felt like it was 微妙。なんかさ they're just saying that they didn't prove the evolution part at all. They just said そのパピアイしたら人間が喜ぶかどうかみたいな。
Well, they don't have to prove the puppy eyes because wolves don't have puppy eyes, do they?
Dude, I don't know.
You never see wolves like just do the puppy eyes thing.
でもそしたら wolves も実験しないとわかんなくない? They might do that too.
No, they don't.
I mean,
just eat
they
you.
Only その実験だとその実験で証明したのって人間がその犬に上目遣いされるとその犬を持って帰っちゃうかどうかっていうだけだったんだもん。だからそれだけで犬が人間に合わせて進化したって言っちゃっていいのかみたいな。
Yeah, that's just the modern setting. But you could extrapolate from that and you could more or less assume that we treat these animals more favorably if they are able to kind of mimic the appearance of our own infants.
But how do we know that they're mimicking our own infants? Maybe that's what
they do. Because they do that puppy eyes thing where they try to make their eyes look big and gain our sympathy. Dogs know how to gain our sympathy.
But our babies do that too naturally, so maybe all animals do that. I just had so many questions.
It's just, of course our babies do that. They're our babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've evolved to be more compatible because we've spent so much time together. They're saying we've spent so much time with dogs. Dogs are they're completely domesticated for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
And so they've evolved. If you look at the differences between these animals and like and wolves, it's pretty apparent that some of the evolutionary change has happened.
オオカミでもちゃんと実験してから行ってよみたいな思った. They might do that.
No, wolves are so aggressive and evil little demon animals. They're so there was supposedly during World War I, when the Germans and the Russians were fighting, wolves showed up. This is where was this? Somewhere between Germany and Russia. these wolves show up, and they had to stop the conflict. They decided, whoa. Let's stop killing each other for a second and focus on this wolf.
Right.
This wolf problem.
Right.
Because there were just thousands of wolves, just packs of wolves, and they were killing all the German and Russian soldiers. So they were like, all right, just let's chill out. Let's kill all the wolves, and then we can get back to killing each other. These wolves in Russia, they've just been jacking people. It still happens today. Packs of like 400 wolves just show up and ravage a town, kill people. And back then, in World War I, it was all like they had like the Russian Gewehr rifle. They're all like single shot. You know.
やばいやばい.
And they're only accurate at a distance of like 400 meters. Wolf is at, you know, this pack of wolves 400 meters away. It's like, all right, let's start shooting these things. You know, how long does it take these wolves to cover that distance, right?
しかも一発撃ったらさ、もう、あ、ガチャガチャガチャガチャみたいな。
And then you've got wolves charging at you. You're just going to, your hands are cold because you're in fucking Russia. And, it's like, and you're just trying to like blow this bolt and it's getting jammed and you're done. I guess you could say, oh, they need to check the baby, you know, the puppy eyes on wolves, but
I
don't think so. I don't think they have that.
My cat does baby puppy eyes. I wouldn't call it evolution. でも、なんか可愛いことして、あ、それ偶然やるわけじゃん、猫は。私が可愛いと思うかどうか知らないからさ。 なんか可愛いことして、あ、可愛いって思って構うじゃない?そうすると、あ、これすると構ってもらえると思って、次からずっとやるの、それを。で、私はその輪にまんまと引っかかって、毎回、あ、可愛いってなっちゃうの。
Yeah. And lions don't do that, right?
They might.
No, they don't. No, it's ridiculous.
次、携帯アプリで操作するバイブレーターがCESで発表されました。 Oh My Bot という大人のおもちゃ会社が発表したこのバイブレーターは Blue Motion と呼ばれ、女性の下着に装着できるようになっています。 Blue Motion は Android と iOS に Bluetooth で接続可能で、ユーザーは遠隔でコントロールできます。 また、あらかじめ録音していた音を流すことで、自動的にバイブがオンになる機能もついています。 今年3月に129ドルで発売開始予定です。
Oh My Bot, an adult toy maker in the U.S., has released an app that allows users to control a vibrator called Blue Motion in their partner's underwear remotely. The vibrator app can trigger a variety of vibration patterns that you can set with the device. You can also set your partner's voice as a trigger for the vibrator. And this vibrator costs $130, and I guess it's coming out
March.
In March or something?
In the States. セスってバイブレーターもある。 発表するんだって思ってちょっとびっくりした。なんかあんま想像できなくない?ちょっと、えって思って。でも、
This thing...
バイブレーターって言っても、 あのこのスティック状のやつじゃなくて、こう手のひらサイズみ、なんていうの、平面で。
It's like one of those pads.
そうそうそう。
Yeah.
で、そう、女性のパンツの中にこう置くって感じの。で、そのまま履くみたいな。重くないのかな？なんかパンツ脱げてきちゃいそうじゃない？その重みで。平気なのかな？
I have zero experience.
結構軽いのかな？
With heavy underwear.
そう、だからこれ遠隔でコントロールできるらしいから。
This is for long distance relationships, right?
This can be. そのあらかじめ録音してた音に反応していつでもそれがバイブしちゃうみたいな。だから例えばあの何なんかの歌とか録音してたら街でそれが流れるたんびにオンになっちゃうみたいなこともできますよっていう。
See, this is kind of strange. This is a strange trend where
そうだね。
People's sexuality is really starting to intermingle with technology as well.
Yeah. あのこの間あれもあったもんね。あのブレスレット、あの遠距離カップル用ブレスレットとかさ。そのあと何？こう顔のなんだっけあれ？なんていうんだっけ？
You think this would make some guys insecure? Because I know some guys are feel insecure about, or is, I don't know if insecure is the right word. Don't like it when their partner uses a dildo, for example.
Ah, hey.
You know what I'm talking about? Like a girl will be like, oh, use this device or something, and the guy just ends up like standing around with like. Using this device instead of his own device. You know what I'm saying?
じゃあそのデバイスにジェラスになっちゃうってこと?
I'm just wondering, like...
そのデバイスの方がいいじゃんみたいな、自分より。
Well, you know, they have it for men too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Are people being replaced?
No.
Not at all? Not even a little bit?
セックスドールとかは確かにちょっとそれに近い気はする。すごい人間に近いやつとか。でも、
No, I'm gonna,
でも男用のとか。
I'm gonna hit up the doll tonight, sorry.
それでもないでしょ。だって全然違うもん。
The doll has all Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You know that.
だってあの、like Furbies would not replace...cats and dogs.
Furbies aren't replacing shit anyways.
Well, even if Furbies get like real and もっとすごい性能とか。
なんで Furby? That's like the worst example of
no,
a sex.
No, I'm just saying that like technologies cannot.
That's the least sexy robot.
Well, あの、いやでもな。
一番セクシーじゃないロボット。
セックスドール、まあでもあれはテクノロジーじゃないもんね。あれ人形だもんね。
What is?
あの今売って巷で売ってるセックスドールはさ
No, that's technology. That's absolutely technology.
But I mean like it's not
They're like 3D printing vaginas and stuff.
Oh, ew. But でもだからって女の子いらないってことにはならないんじゃないの？とか、あ、私バイブレーターあるからもう男いらないとかさ
Yeah, there's people that say that. Absolutely.
どこにいるの?
That's like the theme of all these, you know, empowered feminists that, that say they don't need men. And...
バイブあるから?
Yeah, you see it on Tumblrs and stuff. Like, this、What? Is my boyfriend. And it's like a vibrator.
それさ、すごいなんか寂しい人たちじゃなくて。That's not 一般的。That's not 一般論。絶対。だってじゃあ、カローとかどうすんの?できないじゃん。
Maybe they don't want to cuddle. Maybe they're not into that. Maybe they have more dildos that they cuddle with.
Dildo いっぱい抱いて寝るの?
Dildo and pillow set.
やだよ。まあ、そうでもこの会社的にはその録音した音に反応するっていうのが結構一押しらしいよ。
Is this vibrator thing that goes in your underwear, is it jungle compatible?
ああ。でもあまりに生えてたら多分無理だよ。 毛に邪魔されちゃって
You can't rock the jungle and use this vibrator、
うん、ちょっとかき分けないと、うん、だってもっしゃーってなってたらさ毛に邪魔されて何も感じないんじゃないの I don't know すごい毛深かったらさえ Is it vibrating or what? みたいな全然感じないんだけど、うん、みたいになっちゃうじゃない毛を買ってから使わないといけないじゃんわかんないよ
了解です
わかんない
Takao Hench, a Harvard biologist, used a pill to restore the learning capabilities of young men to that of seven-year-olds. Studies have shown that children learn various skills, such as foreign languages and perfect pitch, significantly faster than adults do. Hench believes that valproic acid, typically used to treat neurological disorders like epilepsy, helps to restore plasticity in the brain.Using valproic acid, Hench was able to teach a group of young adults perfect pitch within just 2 weeks.
ハーバードの生物学者タカオ・ヘンチ氏が薬の投与によって若い男性の学習能力を高めることに成功しました。これまでに子どもは大人に比べて学習能力が高く、言語や音程を素早く習得できることが知られていました。転換などの治療に使われるバルプロ酸を摂取することで脳の柔軟さが7歳児程度のものに戻るとのことです。バルプロ酸を利用することで、ヘンチ氏は若者にたった2週間で完璧な音程を習得させることに成功しました。投与してほしい、めっちゃ。今すぐに。これって、副作用とか別にないのかな？
Seems like there would be.
え、でもさ、これ、転換エピレプシーとかに今まで使ってたってことはさ、そういう人たちは習得能力が上がってたってこと？それとも違うフォーミュラになってんのかな？
I actually don't. I see. It would depend if it would depend whether or not they're using this valproic acid to treat epilepsy or prevent epilepsy, right? If you're taking it all the time, then、mm-hmm. I guess you would reap the benefits, these learning benefits. But if you're only taking it when you have a seizure, then, you know, how much are you learning while you're having a seizure?
確かに。これどれぐらい飲まなきゃいけないんだろうね?
I don't know. I mean, it sounded like it was just the typical doses.But this isn't the first substance that they found improves the learning capabilities of people. There's something called vasopressin, also known as antidiuretic hormone in the body. And vasopressin, I think it's one of the essential chemicals for short-term memory, vasopressin.
そっか。
So people, they actually have it in these nasal sprays. So people will like shoot vasopressin into their nose and then study. And then your short-term memory is so good that you can just like learn everything. In like 5 minutes, you just go through, you can just go through a list and you'll like remember everything because of the vasopressin. But you'll just forget it later unless you can get it to make that jump between short-term memory and long-term memory, which is easier to do with vasopressin.
Well, what's the definition of short-term and long-term? よく考えたら。
Short-term memory is
どこまでが long-term? どこまで行くと long-term になるの? 1週間とか?
Yeah, I forget what it is, but...
どのぐらいだろう?
You have to revisit something multiple times, and eventually it gets kind of like hardwired into your brain. Like the, I don't know, the neurological pathways are set.But everything before that is short term, and that's not necessarily going to stick.
それ認知症とかに使えないのかな?
I don't know. No, people don't normally use these things. For vasopressin is they prescribe it for I think like migraines and it's a vasoconstrictor.
Okay.
So I think they also use it if you're having or if you might have heart failure. If you take vasopressin, then your heart doesn't have to work as hard because you're
okay.
I don't know.
もう私すっごい記憶力が悪いのね。何にも覚えてないの。もうみんなにバレてると思うけど、映画のタイトルとかさ全部忘れてるし、だから long term memory の方がマシなのかな。なんかそのだから前もポッドキャストで言ったけど、不眠症とかでさ薬飲んでたらすごい short term memory がなくなっちゃったの、
うん、
結構怖くない？前ここまでじゃなかったんだけど、
I wonder if it's related to vasopressin because、we've talked about this before, but you know all those studies on cannabis、well certain strains of cannabis apparently deplete vasopressin in the body. That's why people's eyes get red, that's why their mouth gets really dry, like a lot of these side effects that are bad、are a result of the depletion of vasopressin.
Okay.
And so, oh, and obviously people's memory, short-term memory is severely hampered. That's、okay. why they say like, oh, you know, these pot-smoking kids, you know, aren't learning anything at school. Of course they're not learning anything because they have no vasopressin、because of all the, the pot-smoking,、you know, so...、I don't, it seems like they'd be able to supplement with vasopressin to offset that effect. No?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess. でも
怖いよね。 But yeah, this valproic acid is interesting. I wonder what would happen if you took both.
もうすごいことなんじゃないの。テストとか100点満点みたいな。
Memory is such a big issue.
It is. あのね、ちょっとこれだけ言わしてほしいんだけど、私すごい本とか読むわけよ。ね、でもタイトルとか何年とかすぐ忘れちゃうから。
Movies too, right?
Yeah, で、あの
And what day it is.
Shut up. And then 人ってさ、なんか頭よく聞こえる人ってさ、何年に発表された何々さんが書いたこの本とかさ、それ言うだけで結構頭よく聞こえるじゃん。あ、それ1990年代に発表された何々さんのやつねとかさ、
yeah.
私は内容は覚えてるのにそこだけ全部ないから全然意味ないの。全然頭よく聞こえないじゃん。超損してんの。
I used to be really bad with that, but、I kind of focused on it. I kind of became aware of that,、mm-hmm. that I kept forgetting titles and years and things like that.
Yeah.
So just being more aware of it, I think my brain has kind of learned to,、my brain has learned to learn
right,
those
right.
things when I,、
so、
when I do stuff now.
だから多分興味がないんだろうね、タイトルとかに。なんか内容だけ覚えてればいいやって多分どっかで実は自分でも思ってんだと思うんだけどさ、
うん、
それにしてもね。でもうちのおばあちゃんも最近ちょっとボケてきちゃってさ、もうね今言った3秒後ぐらいに同じこと聞くのね。だからそういう薬ちょっと早くしてほしいね。
Yeah, try giving her this vasopressin. You can get it really easily.
Oh yeah?
Just order it on the internet or something.
Oh, そうなんだ。
Yeah.
Oh.Maybe I should try.
Maybe I'll
Maybe
get it.
Maybe I should try myself.
Maybe I'll get it. Because if they prescribe it for migraines, hook me up.
Ah, そうだね。
I actually have a legit
reason. みんなで使う。
Next, about a dozen hardcore freshwater surfers took on sub-zero temperatures in Lake Superior, Minnesota, with the air temperature at minus 24 degrees Celsius and minus 45 degrees Celsius with wind chill. This seems like an impossible feat. However...The water temperature of the lake was at about 1 degree Celsius. The surfers were using 6mm wetsuits and larger boards to compensate for the lack of salt and therefore buoyancy in the water. The surfers also applied Vaseline to their faces to help prevent frostbite,、but that didn't prevent icicles from forming on their facial hair. After exiting the lake, surfers had to wait 30 minutes for the wetsuits to thaw out before changing clothes, and this is because the frozen wetsuits will tear.
気温マイナス24度、体感温度マイナス45度にもなるミネソタのスーペリア湖でサーファーがサーフィンをしました。厳しい気温に反して水温は1度だったそうです。サーファーたちは厚さ6ミリのウェットスーツを着て、湖の真水に対応すべく大きめのサーフボードを持って波に挑みました。また凍傷を防ぐため顔にバセリンを塗っていましたが、ヒゲにはつららができていました。湖から上がった後、凍ったウェットスーツが割れるのを防ぐため脱ぐまでに30分待機しないといけなかったそうです。何やってんのと思うけど、写真見るとすごいよね。
Yeah, that picture is ridiculous. These people are so crazy. What are they doing?
もう無理無理。
Minus air temperature minus 24, like. I've never experienced anything like that. The coldest I've ever experienced maybe is like minus 10 or something.
Mami, あるの minus 20度。
Where?
どっか、ね、どっかにこう部屋みたいなのが用意されてて人工的にだけど。
どこ？
わかんない。
What country?
What here, 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 what here in Japan.
Okay.
こういうボックスみたいな、冷蔵庫みたいな。でここで なんか南極北極のマイナス20度が体験できますみたいなやつやったことあるのね。
You're even worse than these surfers. They were at least surfing. What were you doing?
I was just chilling.
Just 体験。
そう寒いよやっぱ。
Freezing.
でもねなんかこうなんかそう鼻水凍ったりとかするほどでもないからそんな面白い話ができるわけでもないけど。
No, absolutely. In minus 20, your eyes are going to freeze, right? Eventually.
I mean, if you're there long enough, but I was only there for like, what, 5-10 minutes. So, でも、私、この間ダイビングした時、水が15度だったのね。この今サーフィンしてる人1度って言うけど、15度でもね、歯ガチガチ言うよ。ガチガチ言うし、もう唇紫になっちゃって、上がった後も本当にもう、死人のようだったもん。
Did you see the video?
No, there's a video?
Yeah, there's a video and these guys are really good.
Ma, they really better good. Be good.
They're just carving on these huge waves in this lake.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that lakes had surf waves.
というかさ、入りたくないよ。
Who surfs in Minnesota?
もう、しかもウェットスーツなんだね。ドライスーツじゃないの？
Yeah.
なんでウェットスーツ着て入ってんの？寒いよ。
I don't know. I'm sure they know what they're doing. Otherwise, they'd be dead. You can't mess around in cold water like that. If you're trying to like walk across a lake or something and you fall in,
yeah,
it only takes a couple minutes before it's straight up hypothermia and you're losing toes and stuff.
もう私ね、だから前から凍傷が怖すぎて、フラスバイツ。怖すぎて、その、フラスバイツになる可能性があることはもう何もしたくないもん。You know?
I got 凍傷 in 東北じゃん。
Oh, yeah, そうだよ。
Yeah, my toe was numb for like 2 years.
もうやだ、怖い。
I couldn't feel anything in my toe for so long.
もうやだ。
Just like the surface.
なんかさ、the idea of 凍傷。もう怖すぎない？その先っぽが壊死して取れちゃうとか切らなきゃいけないとか、That's like もう ultimate 怖いこと
for me. Yeah, people get 凍傷 on their nose.
Yeah.
Of their nose,
or
I guess.
Anywhere.
And they lose their nose. Then you gotta have to like, you gotta grow. You have to have a nose
growing
put under
forehead.
Your forehead skin.
Yeah.
めんどくさいよね。
あの写真も結構 traumatizing だったね。
Next, Paul Hellyer, former defense minister for Canada, is the first high-ranking government official to publicly announce the presence of aliens on Earth. He appeared on RT recently, not only explaining the various species of alien that live among us, but suggesting that technologies like Kevlar, LEDs, and microchips are originally alien technologies that we have adopted. Hellyer claims that our alien visitors came from the Pleiades and...Zeta Reticuli star systems, as well as one of Saturn's moons.
カナダの前防衛大臣ポール・ヘルヤー氏が地球上にエイリアンが生息していると発表しました。政府高官がエイリアンの存在を公に認めたのは初めてのことです。彼は取材に対して地球には何種類かのエイリアンが暮らしていること、またケブラー、LED、マイクロチップといった技術は彼らからもらったものだと発言しています。ヘリア氏はエイリアンはプレアデスおよびゼータレティキュライ星団や土星の月から来たと言っています。これどうしたらいいの？これどうしたらいい？ Is he reliable?
No, I don't know. I would say not. I think he's crazy.
But how do you know?
I don't know. Maybe he's right. I have no proof. It doesn't seem like... It's hard to prove stuff like this wrong. Because it's like...
So, ne.
Oh, yeah. We're going to prove that aliens... Well, if aliens didn't want us to know
that
they were here, we probably just wouldn't know. And this guy would probably have a slug controlling his brain by now, and he wouldn't be able to say anything. It's almost like it's less likely that aliens are here because he's saying this.
So, 思うよね。なんかあの、言っちゃってる時点で、あの、本当にいて、自分が本当に秘密の情報を持ってたら、だから、スノーデンばりの、あの、証拠があるんだったら、メディアとかにリークしてもいいけど、ないんだったら、多分メディアに言わないよね。だって、信じてもらえないじゃん。But on the other hand、自分が彼の立場で本当のこと言ってるとして、でも証拠が何もないけどみんなに言わなきゃっていう使命感をなぜか持っているとしたら、それはそれでかわいそうだよね。
Yeah,
本当なんだってばーみたいな。
Well, there are people that say、we recovered alien technology from、Roswell or whatever、
and
that led to, you know,IBM bought that technology from the government and それ
超言うよね。
マイクロチップね。That's how they developed the microchip.
Yeah. それ有名だよね。
Yeah.
しかもずっとそれ見てると確かにそうなのかなって思えてきちゃうっていうね。
We definitely have some alien level technology at this point.
Yeah.
Compared to 50 years ago?
Yeah. だからでもそれを考えるといろんな疑問が湧いてくるじゃん。なんかなんでその技術くれるのうちらにみたいな。Well, what's in it for them?
Well, we give chimps tools and stuff. Well, yeah, see what they'll do.
Yeah, but do we? なんかその we give chimps tools はもう簡単じゃん。はい。でも他の星までわざわざ行って。
No, for them it's easy. They
and
just
there are
they just
chimps
like
there,
they space warp or whatever, and they just get here in like a split second.
Them?Would we give them technology?
Would we help who?
Like, なんか例えばうちらがどっかに、どっかの星に行ったとして今、で、すごいprimitiveな人たち見たときに、
We already do.
We give them.
We visit, you know, these primitive tribes in the Amazon or whatever, and we give them cell phones.
Yeah, but that's because they're one of
us.
それは自分と同じ種類だからまあわかるじゃん。そのもう全然違う人たちにさ。急に飛行機の図面とかあげたりするかな? I don't know.
Why not?
Why are they so nice?
Well, the thing is, we're so far below them that we're not a threat. We can't be an enemy. Like, what are we going to do? If aliens can even get to our planet, we're already
Yeah, but if they're that smart, wouldn't they think like, ah, これあげちゃったら彼らの運命がすごい変わっちゃうから should we interfere with them? とか考えるんじゃない?
But that's why they would do it.
So secretly?
Like, so many movies have that premise where, like, or like 2001 A Space Odyssey, there's this weird obelisk. And, you know, monkeys go up and they start messing with the obelisk. And the obelisk was buried underground by aliens.
Monolith.
Monolith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. and that triggered some sort of cerebral changes in primitive human beings and made us what we are today. It's not, you know, what's more unlikely? Monkeys becoming intelligent and taking over the world and developing spaceships, or aliens helping monkeys do that? Which one's more plausible?
Well, I always like the ancient alien theories, so... You're probably asking the wrong person. Kana.
Yeah, so you think that... Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, of course. I think anything is possible.
You think it's possible that aliens...
are here?
You know, genetically tinkered with or did something.
Yeah. 本当に, I love ancient alien theories.
There's so many fascinating theories about how we ended up being what we are now. And the weird thing is we don't have an answer. The scientific communities, they don't have a concrete answer
yeah.
for why our brains grew so large and why so, we started doing all these things. The only legitimate evidence that we have found is all those cave paintings that were done under the influence of psychedelics, specifically yeah. psilocybin.
Yeah.
That's the only concrete evidence that we have that you know shows one of the factors in us becoming these cerebral beings, these mm-hmm. creatures that, you know, use tools and build things and shape the landscape around us.
Yeah, その進化の過程の中でこう猿から人間までに来る間にいきなりこうガッて上がってるところがあってそれを誰も説明できてないからそれがだから Ancient Alien Theory だけどそれ日本語だとなんていうの古代エイリアン説みたいなすごいうさんくさくなっちゃう
the ancient alien case as presented by guys like Giorgio Tsoukalos has been more or less debunked. There's too many problems with it.
Well,
however, the door's still a bit open on that. It's still it's like specifics that they got wrong, but it
yeah, but overall, if you look at details, it's I mean, I just love it. It's so fascinating. なんか、wow! って感じのことがいっぱいあるじゃん。どうやってその昔に今でもできない技術使ってる遺跡とかがあったりとか。
There's so many. There's huge.
すっごいいっぱいあるじゃん。
There's so many. There's like enormous, perfectly spherical
そうそうとかの
stones.
そうそうそう。とかすごい石切り技術みたいな、本当今でもできない。細かい石の何カーブあのカーブしてるやつとかあったり、
and the perfectly fitting stone walls.
そうそうそう。
So they have these stone walls.
すっごい重いんだよ。
All these enormous stones. These stones are like they're enormous.
Yeah.
It would take hundreds of people to even move one of them, if not more.
そうなの。
And they're all perfectly meshed into a wall.
そうそうそう。
And we don't actually know how they're getting these things. You can't.Fit a piece of paper in between these
yeah,
rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだからそういうのがいっぱいありすぎて、それをもっとみんなさテレビとかでやればいいのにね。めっちゃ面白いじゃん。
And all these theories that they come up with to try to explain how they built the pyramids and stuff, they change that all the time.
Yeah,
they just changed it last year. They were like, oh, they weren't using slaves; they were using skilled labor.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
no shit. Look at those things. like, what were you guys thinking the last 100 years or so?
そうなのだから結構私一番面白いことだと思うんだけどね何
Ancient Alien Theory?
No, I mean this whole like あの Where we came from この Anthropology 的なこの人類学的な疑問とか、mm. あとそういう昔の遺跡で未だにねうちらの技術でもできないことがあったりとかそういう
It seems like more people would be working on thisMystery.
Toga, I feel like more people should be interested in this. Like,
yeah, that too.
Janai? Ne, nande minna kono hanashi shinai?
How many?
Mainichi kono hanashi dekin da kedo って思うけど.
Compare the sales of gossip magazines to
yeah.
the resources that go into investigating, you know, what we are and where we came from.
そうなの.
Because there's so many strange anomalies, like the anti-Kythera device that was found in that ship.
Right, right,
it
right.
It doesn't match the timeline of our technological development at all.
So
or the ancient Sumerians mapping out parts of the,
King
you know, the planets Solomon of the solar system.
Yeah, or King Solomon の magic carpet のやつとかさ。
Or the water erosion on the Sphinx.
Yeah.
Or just the
もう超あるじゃん。
Just the whole nature of Egypt, it was the best early, and the quality of the construction deteriorated as time went on.
Mm.
Usually, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Usually, you get better.
So, so,
you don't get worse.
So, so.
And the Egyptians say that they were taught all these things by these, the Nephilim, the giants.
Right, right.
Right?
So,
which are supposed to be aliens. And then if you look at things like you look at the Bible... like the Dead Sea Scrolls and you look at the apocryphal texts
yeah.
the texts that were deliberately omitted from the Bible
yeah, yeah.
Moses is like going to space and like there's a bunch of mysterious stuff like that
そう、バイブルもそうなのすごい面白いんだよだからさ もっともうこれ話したらマジ何時間もいけるよね。だからこれ
It never ends.
もっと
I've seen so many documentaries and just read. I'm just such a nerd.
もっとなんか日本のテレビとかでもやればいいのに、これ結構一番面白いよ。絶対。なんかお化けの話とかエイリアンの話とか何政治とかいろいろあるけど、絶対これが一番面白くない？It's like 人類共通の疑問じゃん。Where we came from, how did we end up being us, you know, like this, 今のとかさ、気にならないかな。あんまり。
I was reading this. I'm gonna have to read this again, but there was this really interesting hypothesis on how there's all these cave paintings in.I forget where it was, in Europe somewhere. They're all like, they're all drawn in places where the person standing there would have a direct line of sight to this point in the sky. And everyone had this direct line of sight from where all these cave paintings were to this point in the sky. And the, what they were drawing is these weird patterns. All these cave paintings were these weird patterns that resemble...these visual phenomenon created by a nuclear explosion in the sky.
Okay.
And it was called like the Z. God damn it! This it was like really. I'm gonna have to revisit it, but it was really fascinating. Someone thinks they figured out that all these people, all these, because they looked at all these cave paintings, right? And they recognized these patterns in some of the cave paintings. They're like.Why do all these cave paintings in all these areas have the same pattern? And they realized that from the place where all those paintings were drawn, they all had a direct line of sight to this point in the sky.
Right.
So they think that this thing happened in the sky, and then all these cave people documented it. And that's why they all drew these same patterns.
なんかあの、あ、なんだ、あの、エイリアンムービーなんだっけ the one, the latest one.
Which one?
That you were disappointed with.
Oh, Prometheus?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. あれもさ、こうなんか、同じ cave painting の中でパターン見つけて、あ、こういうことか、みたいな。So it's kind of based on what we're talking about right now, John. その engineering とか。
Yeah, it's not totally fantastical. It's like...
そうなの。
Based on... There's like little...bits of truth in that movie.
そうなの。だからすごい面白かったんだけど。プロメテウスかな日本語。Yeah.
It was I.
It was fun. It was fun. だからなんかそういうこういう今話してるようなことがあんまりそのメジャーなメインストリームなメディアで語られることないじゃん。だからあの映画は結構 You know, it's a Hollywood movie.
Well, so much of this is beyond the scope of current archaeology and science.
It's such a shame. あとあのコロンビアので見つかったさあの飛行機の形したこう人形の何遺跡みたいなやつ。Like they found this airplane looking like なんかこのオブジェクト。
Oh, that's nothing. Look at the
they like made no they made a bigger version of it with the exact same scale and it actually flies. Like it actually、functions as an airplane.
Interesting.
とか、そうそうそう。
Well, you've seen all the figurines from the Jomon period in Japan. Ancient Japan is really interesting and really weird.
Jomon 時代.
Yeah, they were making some really interesting stuff. They all look like these little aliens in spacesuits. You know the dogu or dogu down there. Those little.Figurines that they were all making and all their whole style was so strange and psychedelic and weird and alienish
そうだよねそうなのだからその昔のものを昔の人が作ったものとかバイブルとかあのその人形とかをただの創作物としてあこれ想像してなんかファンタジーみたいな感じで作ったんだなっていうのももちろんあるかもしれないけど本当に見たまま作ってたかもしれない見たままをただ記録しただけかもしれないものもあると思うと面白いよね、そのバイブルのさっきのモーゼスの話もそうだけど
Well, I think Egypt is the best example of that. We absolutely ignore everything that the Egyptians say. We say that the Egyptians don't know shit about their own history.
そうなんだよ。
That's the mainstream.
そうなの。だからよく考えるとさ、why would they lie? その巨人にこのテクノロジー教えてもらいましたって昔の人が書いてるやつを現代のうちらが勝手に dismiss してるのおかしいよね。
Well, they have so many strange stories and tales and things just as part of their religious practices. You know, gods visiting Earth all the time and these, you know, these, these half animal, half human gods. I don't know. They had weird practices.
Yeah.
You know, where they thought they had to do certain things, otherwise they wouldn't go to the river and heaven or whatever weird thing they were thinking.
I don't know. I love Egypt.
It's so overwhelming. There's so much stuff.
You have to go to the British Museum.
They recently figured out why Tutankhamun was
he had a hard on.
Yeah, why he
yeah,
had
yeah.
A,
why 読んだそれ。
Why he had an erection when he was
だからああいうの見ちゃうとさ、読んじゃうよね。あの、
yeah,
こういう記事さ、出てるとさ、どうしてもクリックしちゃうもん。何?と思って。
Yeah, that's interesting.
I know, right?
Yeah, I want to be buried with a hard on.
What? 何の話だよ。そう、お話終わりなんだけど、この間のあの、カーボーイで、太田さんがすごい結構な長いマミのモノマネをしてくれたんだけど、似てない、似てないよ。あの、
似てた、
似てない。だって太田さんね、フナッシーのモノマネすごい上手なのに、マミのモノマネだけ。
you can't protest モノマネ of yourself.
Yes, I can. So do you think it was good? It was good. Was it a good モノマネ of me?
Yeah, it was 完璧。
超笑ってたもんね、マイケル。
Yeah,
でも、
funny.
特別編もちゃんとあんな長いのに聞いてくれてるんだって思って嬉しいよね、本当に。どうしよう。
まあずっと前からね。
いや、どうする。それでこの間さ、Facebook で変なものを食べたことありますかっていう質問したじゃん、みんなに。そしたらさ、すごいのが結構来て、衝撃だったのが、小さい頃熱を出すとミミズを潰して出た汁を飲まされていたっていう人がいたの。
え、where?
わかんない。
え、
書いてないけど、
ロケーションは一番気になる
ね。これ熱下がるの、ミミズで。あと、トリニダードトバコでアルマジロを食べましたとか、あとね、ちょっと待って、私すごい衝撃だったの、もう一個あったんだよね。恵比寿の蕎麦屋で毎週ザザムシと蜂の幼虫を食べています。この毎週っていうのがさ、毎週食べてんだって。
1回でいいよね、
うん、
あ、ゼロ回でいいよね。
毎週っていうのが、あと、あの、乾燥時期の唇の皮って書いてある人が、
What?
笑っちゃった。ちょっとみんな面白いね。あと、こう写真をさ、虫の写真とか食べた載せてくれてる人がいて、すごい興味。あと、ウミガメを食べましたとかさ、結構みんな変なものを食べてんだと思って。
That's like forbidden in some in like Hawaii. They'll have.
I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, だってなんか変なものを食べたことある？Michael.
I've eaten bugs while riding my bicycle.
ね、そういうのはカウントされないよ。
I don't really eat weird stuff on purpose, though.
私、まあ、カンガルージャーキーとかはさ、とかクロコダイルジャーキーとか食べたことあるけど、それはあんまり変って言えないっていうか、私、これも変って言えないのか、あの、中華料理で、鳥のベロ、こうちっちゃい鳥のベロから骨が全部こうつながってる、なんかすっごい見た目のやつ、
で、I'm just imagining the grossest.
で、なんかこんがりきつね色みたいになってて、その舌をその吸うの、 You have to suck the bird's tongue. それを結構ね、ビジュアル的にきつかった。私 昔結構テレビとかでさよく芸能人が秘境とかに行って変なワーム食べたりするじゃん。 They're all like あーキャー怖い怖い。私それ見ていや私絶対頑張れるって思ってたの。でも実際ねタイとかベトナム行っても全然無理。もう虫とか絶対食べれない、もう泣く泣くと思って、でその勇気がないけど、その Facebook で聞いたら結構みんな変なもの食べ、私だってカエルも食べれないもん。
Yeah, I haven't really eaten anything weird.
カエルとか結構レベル低い方じゃん多分。でも絶対やだ無理。ヘビの方がまだいいかな、まだマシじゃない。You're looking at me like
I've had like duck, but it's like the weirdest.
全然変じゃないじゃん。
I know, but for me I feel like that's pretty weird.
北京ダックみたいな超普通だよそれ。
Yeah, I don't, タコワサ That's all I got.
でも食べれると思う。なんか例えば旅行行ってあのこうワームとか出されこれ食べてみるって言われたら Would you try or would you be like あいらない。
I it's hard for me to find a reason to. You know what I mean?
なんかいやチャレンジャー精神みたいなことでしょだから。
I mean, yeah, I guess I would. I don't
really. I always thought I would, but 実際にその状況に行ってみると全然無理だった。
I can feel this sense of repulsion from like deep inside my core that's just saying don't do it. Don't ever fuck with that shit. Like, I don't know why, but I just
本能的に無理。
I struggle with natto, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll expand my sphere of,
of
culinary habits.
なんかそう私この間ねそしてあの、まあ、ツイッターとかフェイスブックいつもチェックしてるじゃんみんながなんて言ってるとかさ、であの怖いから iTunes レビュー全然見てなかったの、I told you this but そしたらあのすごいいいコメントがあったの。めっちゃ長いの見た最近見たレビュー
あの iTunes?
Yeah
最近見てない。
あのね iTempo っていう人が書いてるすっごい長いやつ見て。
もうね、
いやなんかスクロールしてったら誰か他の人があの何個下のコメントしてる人がすごいいいこと言ってるみたいな言ってたのね、で何それと思って下見たらすっごいいいこと書いてくれてんの。
What do they call this? エゴなんだっけ。
エゴサーチ。
あエゴサーチ、
yeah. すごいのめっちゃ優しいと思って。
I don't know that stuff kind of messes with my head whether it's positive or negative. I just kind of feel like I can just do my thing.
It's like for me it's like shugyo. It's I think it's good for me when especially when people say something really rude. 最初の頃はなんかえって思ってへこんだけど最近はなんかもう修行みたいな感じであえてそれを読む。
After you say this definitely a bunch of like evil
people are gonna write it.
Trolly individual they're gonna end up on iTunes.
でも
try to offset that good review.
でも結構さなんていうの修行になるよね自分自身のわかるなんか
I
don't know
guess,
people don't really、
I'm、
say、
chilling.
Super rude things to you. I feel like
to me
yeah people say
they should.
People say super rude stuff to me.
They should say rude things to me. I talk、
Why?
Shit all the time. I'm wrong all the time.
Well
inevitably
so. でも when people say rude things it's notto the stuff that we say. It's to who we are or it's to who I am or what I am, so it's worse.
Don't listen to that shit. Doesn't matter.
No, it's good. It's good. I feel like I'm getting stronger. It's like, oh, ha ha, you know, I don't care. So, 最初はね、なんか、だから何ヶ月前、何、半年前とかは、ちょっと、あーって思ったけど、ちょっと強くなってきたよ。だからレビューも見ています。っていうことをみんなにとか、だからすごいいいこと書いてくれてんのにさ、いや怖いからレビュー見てないんだよねとか言ってたからさ、申し訳ないなと思って、でもあの長いやつ見てマイケル、すごい感動した、
sure.
へえすごいと思って。
You've built it up so much though, I'm gonna, 多分がっかりするよ。
No, no, I'm serious. You're gonna be happy.
Okay.
というわけで終わり。
Yeah, and today is the 9th. I will be submitting the iPhone
アプリ
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they have to like check it and then
そうだね。
should be out in a few days.
だから来週
Hopefully everything goes well. And I didn't fuck anything up.
来週には出てるかな。まあでもアップル次第だもんね。
出てるよ。
でもだってさ、明日金曜だから土日休みなんじゃないの？
とりあえず I'm submitting it tomorrow, so.
Right, right. だから月曜日はちょっと難しいかもね。でも木曜日。
Once they approve it, I'll tweet or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 楽しみ。なんか怖いね。
Yeah, I've actually never done mobile applications before. This is the first one I've ever done, despite being in IT. So, if it's a total miserable failure, I apologize in advance. Hopefully, it's like a rocket launch. I feel like.
でもそうだよ。だってやったことない。でもそうだよ。だってアプリやったことないのに作ってさ、お金もないのにさ、よく超自画自賛だけどよく頑張ったよね。
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. まだ早い。Okay. というわけで、
はい、以上です。
今日は木曜日なんだよね。
正解です。
Yes. だから月曜日。
Yeah.
また。はい。
はい、
終わり。
Bye.
Bye.